To talk about how about love, love, love.
We were recording that.
Oh, good. Fuck you, Tom.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Alex Albrecht.
I'm Allison Hayslip, and I'm doing karate chop arms.
Karate chop!
And you can't see it, but it was fun.
Anyway,
it was very exciting.
For the next 30-ish minutes, Alex and I will discuss things we found interesting, weird, fun, bizarre in the news.
Correct.
While we drink.
Yes.
Yes.
And I am drinking coffee.
Oh, yeah. And I'm drinking bubbly water. We had to meet early today.
I know.
It's almost a little too early for a drink.
Damn you, brunch. With us, as always, the lovely and talented Tom Crafts.
Thank you.
Who is drinking nothing because he's already prehydrated.
But we determined I'm an optaholic.
Yes, an optaholic. Very excited.
He only drinks when he
is in a good mood and happy, yeah. So I'm always drinking.
Well, it happens a lot. I was just saying, like, Heather has the same thing where, like, we drink a lot and often.
Yeah.
And she's always constantly saying, like, oh, man, are we alcoholics? And I'm like, Heather, no, we just choose to drink.
Yeah.
And so Allison was saying, no, if you want to hide your feelings, you know, and Tom was saying he couldn't drink when he's depressed. And I said, you're an optaholic.
Yeah.
I'm an optaholic.
So we are all optaholics. This is a group of optaholics here.
Just a bunch of happy optaholics.
Happiest,
yeah. We should have OA. Optaholics okay. Anonymous.
or public? How?
Oh,
when
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
Anonymous.
Like chronic, like
optaholics named
obviousness. Optaholics
How about optaholics obviously?
Optaholics
obviously. Yeah.
Because it kind of kills how awesome the name of our show is. Happy Hour with AA.
Yeah, that's
half
true.
Hour, happy Hour with AA.
With AA. Yeah.
Scratch that.
No. Yeah, scratch that. Forget that stuff.
All right. Screw this. I
so, you did something fun last week prior to post us taping the show.
Post recording, but. Pre this week.
Yeah.
I went to the Labyrinth of Jareth. Wow. I grew up with a lisp. This is a true story. Yeah, I had to go to speech therapy. Oh, so every once in a while, a word comes along and it like gives me anxiety because I feel like my lisp is gonna.
That's interesting. Does it give you anxiety and then it kind of you trip up on the word because you're like, oh shit, my lisp is coming out because
I freak out about it.
And so, are you constantly thinking of?
No, I'm not constantly thinking about it. It's just as a word is coming out of my mouth. I like saying the Labyrinth of Jareth.
Yeah, that's
that
very
sounds
lispy.
Like I'm saying something with a lisp when I'm not.
Got it. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And but it makes me feel like I've said it wrong.
Got it.
Kind of like when you say Ibiza with the real pronunciation.
Ibiza.
And Barcelona.
Barcelona. Yeah, you're like, am I saying this?
So what's you went happening? To a speech therapist.
I did. I had a lateral lisp.
A lateral lisp.
So, I had a vertical lisp. I couldn't say S's. I talked like this.
Oh, interesting.
A lateral lisp doesn't talk like this. I didn't
interesting.
Do that, but I can do that.
you're like, I didn't do that, but I can.
My little brother couldn't say R's. He had to go to speech therapy, too.
Oh
he used to
God.
Say...
R's is a very common one to not be able to say as a child.
Yeah, he used to say shuts and a shut sleeve shut for shorts and a short
so
sleeve
British,
shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shuts and... Yeah, exactly.
So he's British. Yes, he actually was, and then he had speech therapy,
exactly.
And now he's
American. Thank goodness. otherwise, we would have kicked him out of the family.
You're like, who's this British kid? Get him out of here.
He's Cockney all of a
sudden. Dad, you're British? Oh, shit.
Where am I? Wait a minute. We grew up in London in 1890? I had no idea.
Why do I have such a current American accent? Yeah. That would be amazing.
Go sweep the chimneys.
That would be amazing if there was like a kid that had like a fucked up speech pattern in like 18th century UK and it just was
he
colloquial American. You know what I mean? He was like, guys, why is everybody making fun of my speech impediment? I'm really working hard to get back to speaking correctly. He was like, shut up, Billy. Get in
shut
the car.
Up. It's witchcraft, it is.
Get in the car.
It's witchcraft, it is.
It's a witchcraft.
Sir,
anyway.
I don't think you know what witchcraft means.
Makes you speak weirdly, right?
We really digressed on that one.
Okay. So, Jabberinth of Labyrinth.
Yes, Jabberinth of Labyrinth. I've never been. I've had a lot of friends who have gone. And it's this giant costume ball in downtown Los Angeles that's kind of themed after the movie Labyrinth.
But it's not specifically like not everybody's dressed up as.
You just kind of go and embrace what you feel like you want to dress as.
That's cool.
But everything's kind of, it, for the most part, is like fantasy, mythical based, you know? It's not like going to Comic-Con where everyone's dressed like a superhero.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. With like a superhero with a dash of steampunk.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, although there was that there, but not as much. But it was incredible. I mean, there were hundreds of people there, and they have these like roaming shows so you can like walk into, it takes over the entire bottom floor of this hotel. So it's like got various ballrooms and like there's an outdoor area and there's a basement and all this kind of stuff. And you know, there's an actual ball going on in one place. And then there's like acrobats that travel around and then these like goblins, there's like a goblin cabaret. Costumes are unreal. Yeah. They're some of the coolest things I've ever seen. Like, people commit to this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people were like trees and things like that. Like, had branches.
A lot of people are trees.
Yes,
that's
fantastic.
Weird. What did you go as? I think we talked about this last week, right?
No.
Didn't we talk about her going last week?
Yeah, you were
going
to do...
Oh, yeah, I went as a dark unicorn.
Because
I found out I was going kind of last minute, and someone gave me a ticket, so I was like, yeah, free ticket, I'll go, whatever. But I had to, like, piece together an outfit that I borrowed, and I borrowed clothes from friends, so I wore this, like, black puffy skirt that I kind of tied back into a quote unquote horse's tail. And then I had a unicorn horn.
Nice.
Was anybody dressed as Jennifer Connelly from the
movie? Oh, yeah. And a lot.
Sarah, come with me.
A lot of.
I can't do that voice.
A lot of David Bowie's.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. There are a couple dudes doing the like glass ball,
juggling. Leave your past behind, Sarah. I can't do it, but I want to do his voice.
You sound like Christopher Walken.
But it does sound like that's how it was. Because he was that sort of like creepy Christopher Walken, David Bowie.
Can you do David Bowie?
I don't even know. I think it would just come out as Christopher Walken.
Anyway, it was really freaking cool. I highly recommend for people in Los Angeles or nearby to get a ticket for next year.
Did anybody was anybody there dressed up as the little slug guy?
Oh,
hello.
Meet the missus.
Did you say hello? No, I said hello.
I didn't see any Sir Didymuses either.
I know, that's what I would have done.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a friend whose dog... is actually Brentano. His dog literally looks like Sir Didymus.
I have a friend whose dog is named Sir Didymus.
His dog's name's Gizmo.
Gizmo.
Yeah, because he also kind of looks like Gizmo. Right. But he looks so like I was like, it's Sir Didymus, and he's like, ow.
Oh, guess what my dog did this week?
Pooped on the square.
Nope. Figured out how to escape our fenced-in backyard.
Holy no. Oh no!
Oh my gosh! I thought I was like, my dog's Houdini? Where the fuck did my dog go? Like my dog, we have an enclosed fenced yard.
Yeah,
and she wasn't inside. She wasn't in the yard. I was like losing my mind, and then finally my neighbor's like, "She's over here." I'm like, "What?" And I go, "She found like." Wow. She like freaking Shawshank Redemption that place. she found a weakness.
She just covered in fecal matter. She's like, hey, I found a way to the neighbor's house. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. You're covered in crap.
Damn it.
Oh, I love it.
I know. Do we have some emails?
We do.
Do we check the emails?
So we got some more submissions.
Yes, for our cover art. Guys, they're awesome. Yeah. I think, should we say now it's done and we should pick one of these?
I think so.
Okay, cool.
I think so. I think we're going to have to kind of maybe get our heads together.
Yeah, there's some
go
cool
through
ones.
Them all. Right. There's some really good ones.
Yeah, you guys rocked. Thank you. You definitely made our lack of Photoshop skill
like, Photoshop test.
You turned our lemons into your lemonade.
Yes,
right.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Lots of cool stuff. Let me see. What is this? Oh.
Oh,
there's another one. Okay.
Are you looking at another cover?
It just happened.
I can't see the covers.
You guys should see this. Okay, so I have to read this one because it's like, what? Okay. Kentucky. Not that bad.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks, Kentucky.
Yeah. Okay. Dear Allison and the two whoevers.
Oh.
Love it. I'll take that.
What's up, my whoevers?
Just finished binge watching with my earballs the entire podcast over the past couple of weeks.
Hilarious.
While at work, quite an enjoyable experience.
Yay!
The fun you guys have recording the podcast is really contagious and infectious to the listener.
Woohoo!
I'm like, why did we just do that?
Because we're contagious.
We're contagious. Nobody come into this garage, you'll
catch it.
You're going
to catch some Alex and Allison fun. What? It's just like herpes, but cooler.
It's just like herpes. Our show is just like herpes, but cooler. Yeah. One particular segment stuck out when you guys were discussing Virgin Airlines
and
the places that they fly.
Yeah, why the fuck
Alex
don't
brought
you go
up
to
Kentucky
the South?
As an example of a place they don't.
Right.
And the disdain in Allison's voice when she said, why would you want to go to Kentucky?
Yeah, why would you
still
want to
hits me right in the feels.
Oh,
so
sorry.
I thought I'd take a moment to field the question.
Okay. Yeah.
First, he's from Louisville. And he showed how to pronounce it. Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah, say that with speech stuff. You say you got a shot of bourbon in your mouth. Say it like you got a shot of bourbon in your mouth. Perfect. I love that. The rest of the state is beautiful. Lots of great hiking, camping, fishing, etc. Considering my audience of the three of you, I'll skip to the outdoorsy stuff and, and concentrate on Louisville. One, the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah.
Hats.
Yeah.
Hats.
Yes, hats.
And gin, gimp, no. What do they drink? What's
too,
the drink? Juleps.
Mint juleps.
Yes.
Juleps. Not
like
gimbles.
Gin gimblets.
Gin gimblets. Hey, do you guys have any gin gimblets?
I said gimlets. At least
oh,
I
gimlets.
Said a real drink.
And I was like, what? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure gimlets made with vodka.
I think you probably do it made with anything.
No, you can't.
Put on a lovely summer dress. Not Ooh. You, Alex. Drink some mint juleps.
Ah, see? Yeah.
And drop some money on the ponies. Yeah. Two, bourbon. Kentucky is super popular at bourbon.
Super popular at bourbon.
95% of the world's bourbon comes from Kentucky.
Love
wow.
it.
Fun fact, there are more barrels of bourbon in Kentucky than there are people.
Ooh, send us one.
Wow.
Yeah. A one barrel.
Send us a one barrel. Send it to... Too much at ystreet.com.
Why did we send it to a white address?
I was like, halfway through, I was like, this isn't even a mailing address. Three, water.
Water.
Science alert.
Okay.
Kentucky sits on a bed of limestone, which makes our water high in calcium
Ooh.
And magnesium
Ooh.
And low in iron, and it keeps the bourbon and the thoroughbred strong. California
Ooh.
Has basically no water at all, last time I checked.
Yeah,
totally
we have
true.
No water.
Ouch.
Send us your fancy water, Kentucky.
The Louisville Slugger Museum.
Oh.
Baseball stuff. World's yeah. largest bat.
I like baseball. I went to an Angels game this week.
You're a
yep.
You're a super fan.
But I went to an Angels game because my buddy Adam LaRoche plays on the White Sox. So oh. I actually oh. went to see the White Sox wow. play.
I love it.
Sorry, Angels.
And then food. Not quite Louisville, not quite northern, not quite southern. Location leads to some pretty eclectic restaurants. The signature dish is the hot brown.
The hot brown.
The hot brown.
That sounds
is
like
a hot, yeah.
A trouble in the bathroom.
I tried that in college.
I got
a hot brown.
I got hot browns after eating Thai food last night. So the hot brown
Jesus.
Is a hot open faced turkey bacon sandwich smothered with moray sauce. Delicious.
Ooh. Wow.
Good Lord
Send us
almighty.
A barrel of that too.
Okay. Barrels
anyway, yours via the internet, Paul.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul from Kentucky. I won't shit on it so much anymore.
Unless you're making a hot brown.
Honestly, here's the deal. Sometimes it's just funnier when you pretend you don't like something.
Right. This is true.
I obviously have no actual issue with Kentucky. Yeah. I've never been to Kentucky. I would love to go. I've been to West Virginia, weirdly enough. But
that is really weird.
Yeah. Like, who goes to West Virginia? No, apparently I do.
Alex is looking at emails.
I know we lost Alex.
No, I got this. I got this weird email that's almost like it's from the future.
What?
Love future emails.
Yeah, because it says radio deja vu or how the dark unicorn is the best unicorn.
I am the best unicorn.
Wow. Okay.
But so I was like, and then he said, all right. Good day, Allison, Alex, and Tom. I had a moment of deja vu thanks to the podcast this morning. Most days I take the DC Metro to work, and I usually listen to the radio via my phone until I hit the tunnels, pass under the city, and lose my cell signal. At this point, I switch to a podcast, and this morning, the podcast I listened to was one of the best one on my phone.
Nice.
The Half Hour Happy Hour.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I started enjoying it the previous evening and was looking forward to finishing it. I had seen the story about the quasi space elevator the day before. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed hearing Alex's explanation and Allison's confusion.
Top
anyway.
Down. How do you get the stuff up there in the first place?
I'm telling you, top down is that's the breakthrough we're looking for, people. Don't bury it. Tell them. Tell every science.
Tell every science.
Tell every science.
Tell all the science.
Tell all the science what they
top
I've
down.
Been saying. Top down. I just can't imagine. Just like a guy sitting in like JPL is like, oh man, this elevator. Did someone just say top down? Top down?
Top down.
We can do this. Anyway, I finished the podcast off shortly before I exited the tunnel and decided to switch back to the radio. I was a bit surprised to hear the morning talk show guys talking about the space elevator as well.
What?
This threw me off enough to make me actually check that I hadn't accidentally started the podcast again. They went on and talked about it for like 40 minutes, which is kind of made my morning.
They got it from us.
Yeah.
Totally.
They ripped us off.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did have a question. Have any of you possibly, or any of you thought about possibly attending Dragon Con, which I've always wanted to go?
We did talk about it, remember? But it's Labor Day weekend. And
this does sound familiar.
My cousin's getting married that weekend.
Well, she can change.
But I remember
that.
We actually
should
talked
she get
about
married at Dragon Con.
Yeah, right. He first of all, but I remembered we talked about it right when we started this podcast. We were talking about, but we're still. Should we say this? We're still working on going to New York Comic Con.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So fret not, East Coasters. We might be out there soon.
Yeah. Yeah. He called Dragon Con Nerdy Gross.
Nerdy Gross. Oh, that's like amazing. That.
Thanks for making the podcast. I love it. The three of you are doing a fantastic job, Scott B. Thank you, Scott B.
Scott B.
Speaking of which, we should probably start actually making an episode of the show. I don't know how far in we are.
Let's talk stories.
Let's talk stories. Okay. Yeah. So first story, Banksy spoofs Disney with Dismal Land theme park. Did you guys see these pictures?
I read about this. Yeah.
It's crazy. So
first off, have they released the pictures yet, or just the thoughts that it was coming out?
Tons of pictures.
Oh no,
Shit! I read about it at the beginning of the week where they didn't know if it was actually a thing yet.
Oh no,
seen the pictures.
Yeah, it's cool. So essentially, he took over. So it's Banksy. Banksy, as you know, pop artist who does super cool stuff.
Fuck the establishment.
Yeah, and he's like super cool and.
Mysterious.
Nobody still knows,
no one
who,
knows
he
who he is.
Yeah.
It's not you, Alex, is it?
It's not me. Mm. Oh, that'd be so awesome. Yeah. I'd be like, let me just.
What if you woke up one day and you were like, oh shit, I am Banksy?
I'd be like, I am Banksy.
Like you had some weird, like, memento style, like, short term memory
loss.
Don't
rule it out.
Every time you painted a Banksy, you forgot you did it.
Jeez, I love this.
Whoa.
I think this could be true, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check my hands for paint. Chips.
Yes.
You're going to go check them?
Yeah.
You can't just do it?
No, it's got to
like
be microscopic.
In Doctor Who, where the silence makes you forget that you saw them as soon as you're not looking at them, so you have to mark your arm with how many times you've actually seen the silence.
Oh,
and then all of a
awesome.
Sudden you look down and you have 30 hashtags on your arm.
Hashtag silence.
You guys don't watch Doctor Who.
Not that episode.
Not Tom Baker's not in it, no. But continue.
Not that Tom Baker's
not
in it.
No, not if Tom Baker.
Oh,
what?
Not? Which,
wait,
I don't
what?
Know. Continue the story.
All right. Anyway. Well, I saw this crazy documentary about Banksy in New York.
Yeah.
He came to New York, but he did such crazy, crazy things. So one of them was he hired this guy. So like in Central Park, there's all these like
I know about this.
There's like all these stands where people sell like chintzy pieces of art, for like $15 or whatever. He hand painted, like made some original Banksy's and hired a guy to set up a thing, and he never said that it was Banksy's, but if anybody noticed, and it was some of his like famous works,
right,
and only one of them sold for $15 and it's worth like $50,000.
Yeah. Well, I think because everyone thought they were knockoffs.
Yeah,
I think everybody was just sort of oblivious to walking by. You know what I mean? Like, who would do that kind of a thing?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the kind of shit that he does where you're like, God, this guy's fucking genius.
Brilliant.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about Dismal Moss. What is
Dismal
it called?
Land.
It's Dismal called
Land.
Dismal Land.
Oh, Dismal Moss is...
And everything...
That's what Banksy will do instead of Drunksmiths.
No, that's Dismal Moss.
That's our day after Drunksmiths.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh,
it's
man.
Dismal Moss.
Oh,
it's the day after the Mexican Festival of Drunksmas.
Yeah.
Dismal Moss.
Wait a minute. Speaking of Drunksmas, we got an email from a lovely person.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a liquor distributor in Los Angeles who has offered to sponsor Drunksmas.
Mm-hmm.
So we should give them a quick little shout out.
Yeah. Robert Gomez.
Yeah, Robert Gomez.
Alex, Allison, and Tom, I work at a wine and spirit distributor here in Los Angeles. I would give you some of the product I get.
Yes.
I currently have about 6 cases of wine and spirits right now.
Dad.
And we'll be getting 3 more cases of wine the first week of September.
Holy crap.
Oh my God, I love it.
Dangerous.
I'm a real big fan of the podcast and enjoy listening every week. And I just want to let you know I just wanted to help out any way I can. Also, I have an unopened 24-bottle wine refrigerator that I could donate to your garage.
What?
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Robert, you just won the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Gomez.
Okay.
Thank
so
you
that's,
for the great
we just
show,
got,
Robert
We just got
Gomez.
Drunksmith sponsored by Robert
wow.
Gomez.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. We will
Thanks,
be reaching
man.
Out to you.
Jeez.
Yes.
Wow.
I love that. That's hysterical.
That's rad.
So, back to Banksy.
Back to Banksy. And
so
Dismal
what,
Land.
So, what it was is he took over the sort of like... You know,
giant
like,
warehouse thing.
Well, no,
area,
it was actually
right?
like an area of a. I want to say it was an old amusement park, but I think it was just this open area that he made into an old amusement park.
Yeah.
But so there were over 50 original Banksy works in the place. But the crazy thing is, you can watch this video of the BBC News going into Dismal Land, and it's hysterical.
Oh, really?
Because you go through this door, and these security guards are there dressed in like crazy like cartoon versions of security guard outfits, and they're like, hold it right there, buddy. All right, hold on. You have any weapons, guns, grenades, anything like that? Unicorns, anything? And
it's unicorns.
Like, no. And they're like, all right, you can move. And then you move to the next person who's like, oh, right, hold it right there. Come on, man. You can't just come in. And it's like, check them out. And then they go in. And then when you open the door, it's like the center of Disneyland. It's got this like fucked up, decrepit castle.
Oh,
that looks
whoa.
Like the Magic Castle,
yeah.
but it's like all screwed up.
Yeah.
There's this like.
It's
festering...
actually Princess Aurora's castle. Okay.
Oh, very nice.
And I think the one in Disney World is Cinderella's castle. Did I just blow your fucking mind? With some
he was
Disney
like,
nerdiest.
He's like, I'm gonna have to download that information later yeah. and figure it out, unpack that. Yeah. So, and then there's like this weird, like horrible, like festering pool of water in the
Ew.
Center. And there's a statue. It's actually freaking rad. It's a statue of the Little Mermaid.
Oh no.
But it looks like it's doing the thing with the old TVs you would do.
Yeah.
Where it like
static in and out. Like
yeah, it's like static in, but it's a physical statue that is that.
Oh weird.
So, yeah.
Like, staggered. It's really,
yeah.
really like
super crazy, awesome. Like how he was able to do it, because yeah. it looks like well, when you're looking at it.
He also, it's not just his work in there. He got other artists to come in and do stuff.
So there's an actual art gallery
yeah.
with over 100 or 150 other artists'
oh.
works
yeah.
on display. So as you go through, but they have like carnival games, but you get bling, like you can win like dollar sign chain necklaces
yeah.
and shit like that. And then there's.
Do we know how long this place is open for?
I don't know.
Because I would love to get over to London and go.
Well, I don't know if you can. I don't know if it's open to the public or if it was
oh.
just like a. I mean, it must be if there's an art gallery. The other thing is they had a really cool one that I saw. One of the pieces is I think Blackfish,
oh,
the documentary.
Yeah, okay.
I think they retweeted a picture of it. but it's Shamu jumping out of. A small toilet,
oh,
and trying jumping through a hoop, and it looks fantastic. But it's like so,
yeah.
you know, like screw you, SeaWorlds and all those people, because it's like
SeaWorlds, your multiple SeaWorlds.
Yeah,
they had one of my favorite pieces. There was like it's Cinderella's carriage, but tipped over, and her dead body.
Oh,
that's
God.
Amazing!
Yeah, it's a pretty
man. I need to look these all up.
It's amazing, but anyway, so I just thought I was like, that's the type of shit that Banksy does.
Yeah.
That's like
yeah.
so great. And the really crazy thing is people steal his work because he just puts it there and then leaves.
Right, yeah. right, right, right.
And so a lot of times they'll have like, because in the New York documentary, they actually had these like, because he puts them in not great area, you know, areas.
Yeah.
And they had these guys like came out of their buildings and started covering the artwork and like people you could only take a picture of the artwork if they paid the money.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and they were like shove
well,
off guys.
I get
guys
so annoyed cuz Banksy's will pop up in Los Angeles every once in a while.
Yeah.
And like when you find them you're like, yeah, and then like a couple months later they'll be painted over. I'm
yeah.
like, what moron just did that?
I know. Well, and they have like the and then some people there's actually art cuz he's I mean, he first off, he must be making a shit ton of money. I don't know how. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Because he's like, I mean, I guess maybe he sells his
maybe
stuff.
Maybe the
like,
government pays him to do anti-government
yeah.
stuff.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Because they're like, this is safer than people revolting.
Yeah.
If
oh,
we give them
like
just a little bit.
Vendetta.
If we give them just a little bit of anarchy through
yeah.
art.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's a movie waiting to happen.
As your guys, British brother would say it.
Guys, if I
as
mysteriously.
Your
yes.
would say it.
Anarchy through art.
Yeah.
Anarchy.
If I mysteriously
art.
Die this week, it's because the government realized I figured out their secrets.
How crazy would that be?
That's pretty smart.
If all of a sudden the podcast like skipped. Like we're talking
oh,
about Banksy, and then it's like skips to us mid sentence
yes.
talking about something else, and then you disappeared.
Oh, that just gave. I got creeped out about that.
About my own death.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Creepy.
Blah.
Anyway, so yay Banksy, super excited about, super popular
yeah,
at
cool.
that. Okay, so I figured we had to talk about this.
Okay.
The Ashley Madison hack.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Right, so Ashley Madison was, I don't know if it's, I mean, I'm sure it still exists, but it's, oh shit, that's a video. Stop. Stop video.
Technology, why are you
why
screaming?
Why are you so wanting this ad to be on our podcast? so Ashley Madison was a website. / is a website.
It's like match.com for married people who want to have affairs.
Right.
Perfect.
It's like
yes.
secret match.com for banging.
Yes. But specifically for people who want to have affairs. Like
yes.
who are married and wants to have sex with someone who is not their spouse.
Correct. That
correct.
Is exactly
so
what
cheating
it is
website.
It is a cheating website.
And so we all know it got hacked like a month or two ago.
I think it was only like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, by some sort of anonymous.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is they released a 10 gigabyte data dump onto the dark web, which I know you guys know about.
Oh, yeah.
The dark web. Which I kind of feel like I want to see what's...
Yeah, how do you access the dark web?
Do you just put dark in front of your HTTP? Yeah.
Dark colon HTTP colon / Amazon.
Yeah.
I want to see the dark web version of
and
Amazon.
And then all it does is come up in like reversed colors.
Yeah, exactly. So the way it works is I guess you have to download a separate browser that's totally encrypted and anonymous. And then that will allow you to access a totally different version of the internet.
I can't handle the version of the internet we have now. Yeah. I already get overwhelmed and fall down far too many rabbit holes to be productive. I don't want a whole other internet.
I can barely use
a mirror internet.
I can barely use a it's a mirror net.
Mirror net.
But so anyway, so they released all this information and they released email addresses, names, passwords, and credit card information.
Ooh.
Of 38 million
of
or something,
33
right?
million fucking people. Jeez. Who are all
in trouble.
Cheaters.
Yeah.
And they said that one of them, they said the first law, like the first divorce proceedings has already started based on this.
Wow.
And they said it was what the hack was coined the Black Friday for divorce lawyers.
Oh man.
It was like,
dude, what if the hackers are divorce lawyers?
That's
they're like, being paid by the divorce lawyers. That is so smart.
Oh, we're figuring out all sorts of conspiracy theories on this show today.
You are.
That's pretty awesome.
You are so popular at conspiracy theories.
We're not going to be able to leave this garage.
I know.
We have to hole up. Heather will have to bring us food.
We'll call Robert, send us a wine
fridge.
We'll
find a... yes.
An emergency wine fridge.
Thanks,
He'll
Robert.
Lower it through the hole in the ceiling.
We have AC. We'll just have to pee in a bucket.
AC. That's it. I got tons of buckets.
We got tapes of Madonna, so
and
we're good.
No players, so we're
no
good.
Players. Oh shit.
We'll just look at the tapes with awe.
All right.
Anyway, so it's all started, but also all of these people are like finding out like there's a list of people, and one of them was like a famous actor. They didn't say who, but they were like, there's famous actors, lots of NFL players.
Whoa.
There's like you know,
here's the thing.
Politicians and
here's the
like
thing.
That.
I do not condone cheating whatsoever. I think it's stupid. People, if you're out there and you're thinking about cheating on someone, don't. Break up with the person if you're thinking about cheating on them.
Yeah, if you break up with them, you can have sex with whoever you want.
Yeah, seriously.
What a novel idea.
That breakups are hard and painful, but doing that is way more...
hard and painful?
But no, it's you're just a better human being if you're honest and upfront about it than cheating.
100%.
But that being said, I also don't believe that these human beings deserve to have credit card information released. It's one.
No, yeah, I yeah. No. Just being shamed into the fact that you were doing it is enough.
Yeah,
like they don't need to have like shitty charges on their bank credit. You know,
right? Exactly. Like that's kind of ridiculous. That's taking it a little too far. I mean, I don't feel like the hacker should have released any of this information.
Well, I think
but I feel like Ashley
funny.
Madison. I kind of like what they're doing is sort of trying to force Ashley Madison to shut down because that's a shitty website to have up.
It's shady. Yeah. It's shady balls. I checked. So there's a website you can check.
Okay.
Called did I get pwned? Wait, what is it called? Pwn Watcher.
Pwned?
Have I been pwned?
Okay.
Is a website and you can go and you can put in your email information and it'll let you know if your email was ever associated with a breach of any kind.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Like a hack of any kind.
Oh,
so like I put in one of my emails and one of mine was clean, like my personal one, and then I put in sort of like a trashy business one and it was like, I guess, Adobe. In like 2013, Adobe was hacked.
Oh, well, yeah, but I mean like Blue Cross got hacked and people's like I've been attached to so many things that have been like, well, we had a breach, so here's a year's worth of free credit monitoring or whatever, and you just sign up for that shit and I don't know.
And there you
it's
go.
Expected now to get hacked.
I know. Like, I know. At this point, it's like
I don't even worry about it. It's like, it's gonna happen. Then I'm protected, right?
I mean, the amount of time. Like, have you ever had your credit card number stolen?
Yeah,
I haven't had. I've had random charges on my card, and then I just I did not go to this.
Yeah.
Concert.
And the way credit card companies handle it now, they're like, cool. Like, it is such a common thing, which is really unfortunate. But like, I think we're at the point where we can, it can get covered now.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not as spooky.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
As long as you're diligent. As long as you do your due diligence.
Which, by the way, I'm not. I just found out that I had been paying a lot of money every 3 months to send my little sister wine.
No.
Because I got her for a gift, a wine club thing.
Yeah.
But I was very, I thought very concerned because I was like, well, I just want to buy her like 6 bottles of wine from this nice wine, like this wine case thing. And I thought I read everything like, no, it's good. You know, it's just one time thing, you know? And I was like, there's no box of we're going to continue charging you and sending wine. And then I remembered that my little sister a while back was like, oh, so this is just, they're going to, it's going to keep coming. It's like a thing. And I'm like, yeah, not really understanding what was happening.
Oh no.
And that went on for like 6 months.
Oh.
And I finally just saw one where it was like, because I kept getting emails from this thing, but I just thought it was the spam of like, please buy more.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then one of them said, because I was just looking through and it was like, your shipment is almost ready. And I was like, that seems very specific.
Yes.
And I was like, and specifically something I don't want.
Yeah.
And so then I scrolled down. It was like, for your convenience, we will just charge the credit card on file. And I was like, no, you won't.
First class shipping.
And then I logged in to the account, and it had happened 3 times.
Oh, my gosh. You sent your little sister 18 bottles of wine.
I sent her more than 18 bottles of wine.
Oh, wow.
Good thing she didn't move before that.
I know, I know. And I felt like good because I was like, well, it's not that bad. I mean, I'm going to stop it right now. But
yeah.
I was like, at least it went to good use. You know what I mean?
Right,
it wasn't like something really unusable. You know what I mean? They just got some. I was just a better brother than I had intended to be for that year.
Yeah, it's like you were giving her wine. You weren't like giving her a new canoe every 3 months. Like,
right,
Why is Alex?
Yeah.
Dude, why am I in this canoe?
I have so many canoes.
I check my credit card bill every month when I pay it. I check every single charge.
See, that's
on
the thing.
It.
I have debit cards. I don't have a credit card.
See, that's why I won't use a debit card because I like knowing that once a month I have to go through and look at all of my purchases. And, and I will sit there sometimes because, you know, sometimes you'll like eat at a restaurant or something, but their credit card company isn't the name of the restaurant.
Yeah.
It's like whatever the business was previously. And I'll look at something and be like, okay, what is this charge? And I'll like match the like date to like, I'll look on my calendar and be like, okay, what did I do that night? And then I'll figure it out. Like, I will figure that shit out.
College girl over here.
Yeah. Super popular accountant.
My dad's a CFO.
There you go.
I was taught how to handle money at a very young age.
That's freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Speaking of money.
Yes.
So Elon Musk's Hyperloop
is
actually getting kind of serious.
To get to San Francisco really quickly?
Yes.
Yes.
Like super popular at
San Francisco.
Pneumatic tubes. So the whole concept is, so a while back, as I'm sure most of the people listening to this know, a while back Elon Musk put out this 57-page white paper on the Hyperloop.
Yeah.
And he basically said, hey, everybody in the world, I'm too fucking busy to do this, but we should fucking do this.
By the way, the fact that it's called the Hyperloop, the fact that it's called the Hyperloop always makes me think it's going to be like one of those, just a giant roller coaster that loops, that goes upside down to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Like it's just you leave one LA giant, and go, woo!
And then you're in San Francisco. That's fantastic. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Except it's on the ground.
Yeah.
So he put it out in the world and people started picking it up. And this company was formed. It's called Hyperloop Transportation Technologies.
Well, that's right on the nose, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of boxing themselves in. But anyway, and they've already now have this like massive vacuum company, global engineer firm Aescom, and Boeing and SpaceX, of course, are all teaming up to build this thing.
Awesome.
They have bought a bunch of land. They've like figured out this whole kind of big chunk of land, and they're going to start construction on a full scale passenger ready Hyperloop in 2016.
Ooh, that's next year.
Yeah, crazy. The prototype will run 5 miles through Kwai Valley. And essentially, they're going to make a planned community at one end just to sort of like test out if this actually works.
Right.
So they're going to do a planned community like, you know, suburban homes and all that stuff, and then have the Hyperloop end in San Francisco. So essentially, it'll be like, get on the Hyperloop train and you'll
be
there.
Dude, Google is going to get on that shit ASAP.
They're going to buy the whole thing.
Yeah.
They'll just be like, we'll just buy the whole thing.
Yep.
And then literally Hyperloop will just be shuttling Google employees to Google
exactly,
and back.
Exactly, exactly.
But just how cool would that be to be like, oh, you know, let's have dinner in the city. Oh, okay, that's cool. And then
we
you're
can
like,
be there in 20 minutes.
Yeah, we'll be there in or 5 minutes. You know what I mean? And like, and they're like, oh, I got to go home. Okay, yeah, I got to get a cab. I'm just going to take the Hyperloop.
Right.
I'm just getting the futuristic travel
tube. Would you want to take that if you've had a couple glasses of wine, though?
Or I think that would be the best. Well, so it's a super low pressurized tube.
Right.
And there's like capsules that you sit in. My big, concern is strong. I mean, my big concern is it explodes and everybody dies. That's my big concern.
That's the big one.
That's the big one.
What if
my
one of your
light concern?
Moderate concern.
My light comfort issue is I'm slightly claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I can do planes.
Right.
I can do trains
but
for the most part.
But you can get up and walk around on those. You wouldn't be able to get up and walk around on those.
I think
right?
you can. I think it's really? More like a train than it is, no. you know what I mean? Yeah, I think it's like two seats, aisle, two seats, but, you know what I mean?
I keep picturing it like a tiny little pod that you have to lay down in and you get shot tube. Like feet first to San Francisco.
No. Yeah, Running Man style. Yeah. Where it's just like, get in this tube if you want to get home. Like, that seems so intense.
Yeah, it's really dramatic for my evening
it's not
commute.
Like it's not like a vacuum tube luge or anything like
that. Yeah, that's what I keep picturing.
Or like the skeleton.
Again, also remember, I've also been picturing it like a giant loop-de-loop roller coaster.
That's
so
true.
So it makes more sense if you lie down like a luge.
I love how excited you are for the scariest fucking thing I've ever thought of. Lie down in a small tube that you can't move and then we'll throw it upside down and you'll be in San Francisco.
And if you just call it like a bullet train, then cool, I got it. That's what it makes sense. But Hyperloop makes it sound way more complicated.
Well, but it is in an enclosed pneumatic tube with a train.
What does pneumatic mean?
I'm sure it means vacuum tube.
I ask because I use the word pneumatic a lot on BattleBots, and every time I said it, I was like, I vaguely understand the concept of what you're saying. And now I just realize when you say pneumatic tube, I have no idea what you mean.
Sounds like it has the flu.
Does it mean air pressurized? Huh. I feel like it's something with air. Because Team Bronco was a pneumatic flipper. That's what
pneumatic
I remember.
Contains or operated by air.
Air, okay.
Or
so
gas under pressure.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So a pneumatic tube is, it's propelled by, I thought it was air. Propelled by magnets, though.
No, it is, but the problem, so the whole concept is.
Oh, they vacuum it because then there's no friction.
Yeah, or less friction because
it's
low pressure.
It's impossible to get no friction on Earth.
Right. Oh, well.
Really?
I mean, if you have a perfect vacuum.
Is it possible to have a perfect vacuum on Earth?
I don't know. See, this is where science comes in.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they're making one of these things.
Right.
And I'm super jazzed about it. I would go up to the Bay Area so much more often if you could just hop in a fucking tube. But
unless it was like $300 to get there all the time.
Well, that's
Virgin
the other thing.
$79, so. Huh?
Yeah, that's the other thing you got to watch out for. Yeah, but think about it. There's, you know, I mean, but that's the thing is it's like, how much is there going to be like a TSA for the Hyperloop?
Probably.
I mean, there was like, that's anyway.
Well, no, because why would terrorists want to take out the Hyperloop if there's only four people on per car?
Well, first off, I think you're grossly underestimating the size of this train.
I don't understand.
I know. I'm like, guys, it's not.
Can it fit eight people?
I think it can fit like all of the people.
All of the people?
Let me see.
All of the people in the planned community?
Hold on. Let me just see. Hyperloop car.
Thank goodness for Google.
Google's like, what? Huh? Here we go. Yeah, let me see. This is the images of the Hyperloop car. Oh, no. Yeah, what? That's much more like you were thinking.
Oh, it is? Is it a giant loop?
Are you in a straight jacket and put down?
Is it a loop-de-loop roller coaster with a luge car?
No, it is. I mean, it's sort of that. Like.
So how many seats? I can't see.
Well, it was the original picture.
Neither can our listeners.
Ago.
They can't see anything. You must talk.
Wait. Talk.
It's like a can.
Describe the
it's
picture
like a
in
can.
Front of your eyeballs.
It's sort of a can with chairs.
Let me see the can with chairs. Oh, yeah. That looks fucking creepy as shit. That's three people, too, by the way.
Well, that's three people, but they all have their own little TV screens.
Yeah,
I mean,
I guess if it's only a 20-minute ride,
so you can't
right?
double
that's the
date
idea.
When you use it. It's just three people.
It's supposed to be
just three people. It's called the Ménage à Trois train. Ménage à Train. Ménage à Train. I love it.
But it's supposed to be like 20 minutes from L.A. to San Francisco?
Yeah, something like that.
So you can sit in that for 20 minutes, right?
But can I? That's the thing.
Yeah,
so like,
what if
I can't do London Undergrounds. Like when you go deep down, you know how like there's those like old trains way down in the London Underground?
Yeah, they're all the tube.
No, I know, but some of them are totally are like older car. Like the London Underground has like certain levels that yes. you go down.
Yeah.
When you go to the bottom level of the London Underground, okay. it takes like fucking 15 minutes just to get down the longest escalators in the world.
Yeah.
And what? You get down there, it's hot and muggy.
Yep.
You're under the fucking city like 18th century style.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then the train comes and it's like the smallest fucking little itty bitty train. I don't jam on that.
All right.
I don't jam on that.
So I don't think you could take this.
I feel like I might be able to try it.
Sure about that?
I feel like this is why God invented yeah. Xanax.
This is why God invented Xanax.
Just for pain tube travel.
Tube travel. Oh my gosh. Yep. God was like, and on the eighth day, I created
Xanax
so yeah. people could deal with small enclosures.
On the seventh
on their
day,
commutes.
I created a small enclosed capsule.
No,
on
seventh
the
day, he
eighth
rested.
Day,
eighth day.
The drug.
I created the
away.
Drug to make you feel better about being in it. All right. Last story. Super
last
excited
story.
About this. And the Android smartwatch is about to become a personal translator.
Ooh,
what?
Wow.
They're going to be building in, you know how Google Translate works?
Yeah.
Where you like type in whatever you want yeah. and it tells you what however it is in like 47 different languages,
yep.
like what it looks like.
Yep.
So here's the thing. You will say, I'm going to have a conversation in Chinese.
Okay.
Gosh. I
Mandarin.
Don't speak Chinese.
There is no
Mandarin.
Chinese. Mandarin.
Mandarin.
Yeah. Or then, Cantonese if you're in some parts of the country.
Sure.
Whoa, let's, I just got super
say,
smart.
Let's say Mandarin
okay,
for the
Mandarin.
Sake of this demonstration.
Okay, Mandarin.
You press the Google Translate button on your Android watch
yeah.
and you say, hey, where's McDonald's?
Yeah.
Thanks. And it translates into Chinese. You turn your wristwatch. It flips, shows the question
they
in Mandarin,
oh.
in Mandarin to them. You then press the button again. They speak Mandarin back
yes.
to your watch.
Oh,
you then flip it back, and it says what they say back in English.
Oh, brilliant.
Awesome. We are so close to the future.
Brilliant.
How cool is that?
We are so close to the future.
So we're just about to touch the future.
Now in the future.
It just happened.
Just happened. Just right now. We just turned this into a Spaceballs routine.
But how crazy is that?
That's pretty awesome.
And 47 different languages. I mean, think about like travel. Because
yeah.
for the most part, when you like... go like let's say you go to Portugal or whatever and you're like
yes,
I just want
let's say I go to Portugal
let's say you go to Portugal
where they only speak Mandarin by the way
where they only yes. speak Mandarin. Yeah that small Portuguese island
yeah.
that was emigrated by all the Chinese people
yes.
and they only speak Mandarin your watch will help you
thank goodness
you're
that
like,
poor island has been unable to communicate with anyone
nobody all yeah. the Portuguese are like I don't know
yeah
they're just out there doing something Chinese stuff
I want that watch that is awesome
Chinese. But the food
how crazy
is amazing
travel more
no but this is the crazy thing it will be standard in all
oh, yeah,
Android watches
oh.
so you don't like you know Microsoft has a smartwatch I guess that they're trying to do and like if Apple does this it'll have to be an app
yeah. Yeah.
that you
right.
buy or download
oh,
this
gosh.
Is going to be built in natively
that's
but how
awesome.
Crazy is that
it's awesome it's yeah.
I mean, it's so
that,
good. It's like...
That is one of the few reasons that maybe I would get one of those watches.
Honestly, I would 100% buy one of
the
these
video?
If I was going to go traveling.
Have you seen the video of this thing? I think it's called... It's. I think it's just called The
talk
Ring.
To my gardener.
It's true.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's true.
Gosh.
That's fantastic.
There's this thing...
What's up with this weird bush?
He's
like, I don't know. I don't speak Mandarin.
Listen to me.
Sorry.
I don't speak Mandarin.
go.
Damn it. There's this thing called like the ring or something like that, which women can wear. And it's the same. You can talk into it.
It is the cheesiest ad video
the ad.
Ever.
Have you seen the ad?
Yeah.
I'm like, Amy, why are you dating this guy?
Yeah.
He is a moron. He doesn't see you talking into your ring and fixing everything for him.
I will put this video up on the TV. Ring. Put video up on the TV. And then it's like, see, I did it. Oh, Amy, you are so smart and talented.
Yes, I know. Like, what the? First of all,
we got to show. We'll show you the video. Yeah.
Oh my God, Tom, you're
going
to die.
Hysterical.
You're going to die. Google it, people. I don't know what to Google.
Yeah, like the ring, worst advertising ever. But it's basically just a ring that you push and it's Bluetooth. I mean, essentially, it's just Bluetooth.
It's a Bluetooth on your finger so you can talk to your phone and it'll do things. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean,
and this
it's one of these things
like,
where the technology is kind of cool. The ad is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. My God. I love
like,
it.
Like, this guy's incapable of searching the subway map, and she's like, Ring, give me options. And then she pulls up her phone, and it's right there on her phone.
And he's like,
and
how
he's
did
like,
you
Amy,
type so
you're
fast,
so smart.
Amy?
Yeah.
But it's also, like, clearly... I think it was Japanese? I feel like it was Japanese.
No. What? I think it was, like, Scandinavian somehow.
Oh, was it? But
yeah.
Basically, it was two people that they were like, hey, you're both attractive and speak English. You'll be the people in this
right.
ad. But it's clearly somebody who is not super fluent in English.
No,
you know what I mean?
Neither of them.
It's two people, and they're just like, oh, this is great product. Your ring is so beautiful, smart. You know what I mean? It's like,
I also love, at some point in it, she checks her to-do list, and it's like,
oh, yeah.
Take the dog for a walk. And I'm like, that's on your to-do list? Like,
yeah.
Because she looks at it and she's like, oh, you should do this and I should do this. It's like, what? Yeah, take your dog for a walk is something that should happen multiple times a day. Like, yeah.
The to-do list is your dog jumping on your fucking leg all the time going, yeah. Get me the fuck out of this house. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know. My to-do list is pretty empty.
I know.
Why is my dog being all super hyper?
Yeah.
It's like,
Ring, tell me what to do.
Yeah. Ring, do I have a walk dog on to-do list? No. Sorry, fucker.
Yeah.
You're going to have to shit in the bathroom like everybody else. It's amazing.
Amazing.
All right, people.
Did we do it?
Yeah.
I think we did it.
We did it.
That was fantastic. Well, that is it for this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Alex Albrecht.
I'm Allison Hayslip.
That's Tom Krajewski.
You half pointed.
I started pointing and then I was like, why am I pointing?
It's a good reminder for me.
Commitment.
That's good. He's like, oh, that's me. All right, we'll see you next week.
Woohoo. Bye, people.